I mean, I have 6 o'clock, so if you wanted to start, we could start.
Okay.
And as if, other members join, I will promote them to panelist.
Sound great, Wendy. Let me know when I can begin. I'll wait for the little cloud to show up.
All right. I know we usually record this, but
Yeah. Oh, okay. Then I can begin anyways, if that's fine. Or you want to
recording
hold?
in progress.
There we go. Okay.
Welcome everyone to the capital planning meeting of October 17th, 2023. So we'll after 6 p.m. and let's get this meeting started. First, before we start the agenda, I'd like to welcome the new members of the Capital Planning Committee. If you'd like to introduce yourself, please feel free. I'll start with Stephen.
Hi guys, I'm Steve Merlin. I've been on many committees over the years. Just finished 7 years on the zoning board, 9 years in the library, 8 years on the Affordable Housing Trust, Fire Chief Study Committee, Firehouse Study Committee in 2011, which I mentioned at the joint meeting, Bicentennial Committee and Constitutional Bicentennial Committee, Town Charter Committees, sometimes more than one at a time, but over the last 40 years, that's sort of what I've been doing, even though I don't know most of you. And Harris, I know under a different scenario rather than town business. So
Well,
that's me.
welcome, Steve.
Thanks.
Robert?
Yep, you guys can call me Bob Stetson. I am much newer to the town as well as to the committee scene. And Stephen, I have been on the planning board since 2018. I've been a resident since 2015. I found my way down here through my wife, who's a lifelong resident. I'm a lawyer in Boston, and I do a lot of land use work in that role, and so I'm trying to use some of that experience to help where I can.
Well, welcome, Bob.
Thank you.
And John.
Hi, I'm just here with the
Oh,
fire
you are.
department, Chief John Cow.
Great. Well, welcome. And Chief Alexander, the floor is yours.
Oh,
Welcome.
thank you. So he is my loyal deputy. He's backing me up because I'm out in Minnesota right now for actually for Capitol, because we're doing the construction conference on our new ladder truck. So I'm joining you from there. So in case the technology fails, he's my faithful backup that will take care of this. So I'm here tonight to talk about the brush truck that we got. We spoke a little bit about this earlier in the year. It's a truck we received from Fairhaven at no cost. They weren't using it anymore. It has still had some value to us. And the proposal in front of you is to take that free piece of apparatus and put a small investment into it relative to the cost of buying a new truck, and turn it into a brush piece for the fire department. So our brush trucks, just for background, they go out, woods fires, brush fires, illegal burns, things that get out of control. These are the trucks that we take off road. The thing about them is they don't go out very often. They don't go a lot of miles. So if we can find a low cost alternative to have a truck that might go 100 miles a year, I'd rather do that than spend two or three, $400,000 for that. So and Wendy's sharing, I think we have a picture of that. It's towards the end of this area. So I think it's one of the last slides on this, Wendy. We could show a picture of the truck. So it's yeah, so it's an opportunity that we can do something at a lower cost and take a 200. We had originally put 260,000. It's probably more like 380,000 nowadays, off of capital, and that's a bonus for us. And there's the truck. So it's a retired army truck. Fairhaven had it for high water rescue. They found out they weren't really using it for that. Some minor mechanical work and a pump, tank, some hose and hose reels. And we could turn that into a nice little piece of apparatus for us at a relatively low cost. So that's what I'm here tonight for, and take any questions about it.
Yeah, we discussed this prior. I'm glad that it's come through for us. It's a great opportunity for us to handle that situation with at a lower cost for us. I appreciate you finding that treasure for us. Anyone on the board have any questions or comments to add?
I I would just like to add that this was presented to the Capitol Committee back in March. At that time, the master list of all the requests had been put together, and then this got added in closer to the end, closer to that meeting, and then it just never made it to that final master list, so it didn't get prioritized. So that's the purpose of bringing it forward again tonight, because we would be looking to get funding for this at the special town meeting.
All right. So if there's no other questions for the chief, we will take that piece of business on at the end of the meeting.
All right.
Seeing none, chief, enjoy your trip. I hope all goes well with your adventure out in Minnesota.
It is. Thank you very much. It's an amazing place out here. This factory is amazing, and appreciate the support on the ladder truck. It's going to be great for the town when we get it done. So thank you all. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Now, thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Right. Wendy, the next order of business is, I believe, the accounting software. Do we like to speak to that?
Oh, did I put that next?
Yes. Would we like to skip over that now?
We have Kristen Kennedy here.
Okay.
So let's move on to that, and then we'll get to the accounting software.
Kristen, welcome.
Hello. How is everybody tonight?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. I Wendy, you want me to just go ahead or?
Sure.
Okay.
Yours?
I'm coming with probably something that doesn't happen very often, and that is I requested funds to replace a inspectional vehicle that is nearing the end of it. Actually, really is pretty much landing on its the end of its useful life, only to find out that the amount that had been appropriated was almost enough to cover two of the trucks. So we have the first truck ordered at just over $30,000. And what I am looking to do is, rather than wait, to use the remaining balance and request that you authorize as part of this round an additional $5,000 cushion, which will allow me to buy the second truck and will allow me to take the amount that I have pending for FY25 off of the schedule completely. And that will put us in a position where we have two, they will be the first two hybrid trucks that the town will have that will be inspectional vehicles for the health department. They're basically a Ford Ranger. They call it a Maverick. Rangers, Colorado is what we have now. So same size vehicle, able to do everything that we needed to do, but we'll have the hybrid capacity.
Sounds wonderful. For $5,000 this year, we save $35,000 next year, I believe.
Yeah, exactly.
Does anyone have any questions for Kristen or comments?
None.
So, I would just like to add too that when we vote on this, that we vote to increase the amount from $60,000 to $65,000. To allow for that second vehicle.
And do we have to change it to say for trucks S, not just one truck or something? I'm sure you've got it handled.
Yeah, right now on the list, it says replacement of inspection vehicles.
Vehicles, yeah, perfect. We're covered.
The original vote was for one, but because there was that second vehicle was going to be on the list for the next fiscal year, it's in there as plural, so that's fine.
Wonderful.
Well, Kristen, since we have no other questions right now, I appreciate your time, and we will prioritize this on our charts.
Very good. Thank you very much. Have a good night, all.
You too now.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. I believe, Wendy, you are up.
Yes. Financial accounting software. Okay. So, the financial accounting software request was put on the plan for fiscal 24. We knew that was an estimate at the time. Back in the spring, we were going to start looking at vendors, having them come in for demos, and getting pricing for that. And what we found is that obviously this number is going to need to increase rather significantly for several reasons. So first of all, we looked at Munis financial accounting software, which was through Tyler Technologies. We did a demo with another company called Admins, another company called Springbrook, which actually bought out the accounting software company that we're currently using. And they would be looking for us to move to their newer platform, which is totally different software because it was, they basically bought out our company, which is SoftRight, and they bought out KVS, which is another financial accounting software, but they had their own software and they're looking to migrate people over to that software. Another software company that we were going to look at initially, but did not, was called Vadar. And the reason that we did not look at them is because they do not have a payroll module. And we do our payroll in-house. So we would be looking to continue with that. And so after doing the demos, we really liked Tyler Technologies or their Munis product the best. Their product is, it's software as a service. They have all the different modules. Converting over is going to be a rather lengthy process, and it's going to be a lot of work involved for, you know, town staff. We probably also need to have a consultant come in also to help us with this, so that will also add to the cost. We really like Munis the best, and the price that we got from them for just like the conversion piece of it was going to be close to $450,000. This is going to be town and school. It's going to be, you know, you're going to have the general ledger, you're going to have purchasing, you're going to have budgeting, payroll, utility billing. So it's, you know, property tax receivables. It's really, you know, the whole gamut of what you need for financial accounting software. And so it's going to be $450,000 just for the conversion piece of it. But on an annual basis, the maintenance on that software for everything is going to be closer to about $175,000 that we will be sharing in that expense with the school. And we will have to also keep SoftRight for several years while we go through the conversion and complete the conversion, and then we determine, you know, what the best way is to access the data from the old system, because you're not going to bring in every single year from your old system into your new system. So that's about about $175,000. Now, we wouldn't incur that all right away, because we're going to start with a general ledger. So we're not going to start with like payroll right away. But when you sign the contract with them, you will need to provide payment for that, like, year's worth of software as a service up front. So we would need extra money for that as well. So that's why it would add to the $450,000. And then also we would be looking, is there a question? Okay, that's why we would also be looking to have a consultant come in to help us with a few things, because, you know, if we're going to go to a new software system, then it's a good time to start reevaluating, you know, your chart of accounts and sort of, you know, how you do business, to see what other efficiencies you can gain by taking this new system and using it to the best of its ability. So with that in mind, we still really don't have a total number, but I would like to put a figure of $750,000 in there. If we don't use it, you know, we'll certainly try not to use all of that. But we are also still going to have to go through an RFP process for procurement. And so, you know, there's still a lot of unknowns, but we're not at a point where we can really get everything together and put it forth at the annual town meeting. So at this point, we feel that that's, you know, we shouldn't need more than that. But we're looking to obviously make it be less than that if possible. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
I have a question. Oh, sorry. I just, I know we've discussed this in previous meetings, but can you just again explain why this is so important? Why what is working, what is being used now isn't enough? It's not efficient enough?
Right. So SoftWrite software is written basically in an old infrastructure, if you will. It's written in a language called like Fox Pro. It's not up to today's standards by any means. They're not looking to make further enhancements to that because they're looking to migrate you over to Springbrook Software, which is you know, the company that bought out SoftWrite. We did look at them, and the only issue with them, or one of the issues with them, is they do not have a betterments module. And their property tax module is relatively new. And we have a lot of betterments. I mean, we have three sewer districts. We have septic betterments for people that go through our septic loan program. And so to not be able to facilitate betterments is a huge, deficit in that for that software.
So is it more it's more time consuming now?
It's more time consuming. It's extremely slow. It can't accommodate the number of users very well that we want to be able to put into the system, especially now with the school department. They're really having a lot of users come in from the various schools, school administrators, school principals, to be able to access that information and to put in purchase orders. And it's really, really bogging down the system. But you know, in today's like day and age, like you really can't, this is not a software that's meant to last like into the future at this point, because they're not making any enhancements to it. And it's written in an old Fox Pro language. There's so many more things that you could do with like Tyler Technologies, reporting capabilities, scanning and capturing, you know, images of your invoices, being able to drill down with reports to, you know, just being on the screen. There's a lot of like clicks. It's cumbersome in SoftWrite to get from one thing to the next, but it's just a lot easier with Munis. The security is better.
And how long has Munis been operating? I think it's been quite a long time. I just want to educate anybody who has been
right,
maybe tuning in might. So Munis, the company that oversees Munis, isn't going to stop producing work, stop evolving, stop.
Absolutely not.
They've already been around for a long time.
They've been around for a long time. I mean, they've been around probably since the 80s. But Munis is basically, it's kind of considered the gold standard of your financial accounting software. It's got the most users in this particular state, but Tyler is a national company. So whereas SoftWrite was really just Massachusetts, Springbrook is definitely more national, but again, they don't have the betterments module. It's still going to be, you know, any package is still going to be pretty costly, but this is a software that the town will be able to use going forward indefinitely.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Wendy. Thank you.
Steve, I have a quick question. Wendy, are we splitting with the school when this comes about 50-50, or are we in relationship to what each's percentage of the overall town budget, which I think is, what is it, 47 to 53 or something like that?
Yeah, we were probably going to be looking more like a 50-50, but we haven't totally worked that out yet. It's going to be at least 50-50 for the modules that they're using. I mean, property tax receivables, they don't use that, so we would have to pay for that. But your GL, your payroll, budgeting, those types of things would be, at least 50-50.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
And Wendy, just one final question for me. So as part of these yearly fees, all upgrades are included in that, like any new enhancements they provide?
Yes. Yep. And they gave us a price. I'll forward it to the committee, what they did give us for a quote. And it's based on, their annual software as a service fee for like the next 3 years.
Thank you, Wendy. Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments?
Just a couple from me, Bob, here. How long have we had the current software that we're using?
We've had that since fiscal 10. So we first went on to that system January 2009. We did payroll first, and then we went to the general ledger as of July 1st, 2009 for fiscal 10.
How many users are we talking about here that utilize the software?
I would say we probably have we might have like 70 or so, but you can't, it can't handle 70 concurrent users.
Mm-hmm. Final question for me is, what is the current annual outlay for the existing software?
It's like 60,000.
Okay. All right. So this is a pretty dramatic increase, but it's mm-hmm. justified given, advancements that have occurred over the last 13 years in right. software and also in addition to the users that we now have. Right. Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Seeing no other comments or questions, may I have a motion?
Do you do these individually, or you do them in a bulk?
We're going to do each one individually right now.
Okay. So I move, the first one was the brush fire truck, I guess we call it.
Mm-hmm.
To, that's an addition to the list, I guess, right?
So I think we want to say something like, we'd like to add a $35,000 in for the fire department for a brush truck enhancement or something to that degree, I believe, correct?
Sounds good. Sounds good to me.
And we would also need to give it a priority ranking number.
Yeah, so we need to approve it for us, correct? So I can't make that motion.
Well, I think Stephen made the motion.
Okay. All right, so.
And I'll second.
Thank you. I'm going to go through our list. Is it all in favor? DiNapoli?
DiNapoli, yes.
Stetson?
Stetson, yes.
Merlin?
Merlin, yes.
Wendy?
Benningale, yes.
And Blue Mold, yes. Motion passes. So if we can talk ranking for that before we move forward, is everyone, this is our current ranking system that's currently up. If you scroll up, Wendy, if you don't mind. We tend to always put anything that's life-saving up higher, but looking at this, I would like to maybe place that around, 18? After
That would be my recommendation.
Yep. Comments?
Move we prioritize it as number 18.
Okay.
Second, Stetson.
Okay. Yep, there's going to be a second. This is just a conversation. We've already approved it, so we'll move it at 18 then, if you don't mind, Wendy.
Okay. Sorry, this is a PDF, but okay. I will make sure that it gets in there at the 18 and renumber accordingly, and I'll send out a new version to everybody.
Thank you so much. And now I'd like to discuss the vehicles for, where is it that? Lost my spot.
This one number 14?
For the Health and Community Services. Currently that we have approved 60,000 and we want to up that to 65.
Move we increase it from 60,000 to 65,000, Merlin.
Oh, and to have it be for two vehicles.
Let's say, I think we said that before. It says multiple vehicles on the number vehicles. 14, replacement of inspection vehicles. It says already.
Yeah.
So.
Is there a second?
I second that.
All right, we're going to go through all in favor. Nightingale?
Nightingale, yes.
Merlin?
Merlin, yes.
Stetson?
Stetson, yes.
DiNapoli?
DiNapoli, yes.
And Blumwald, yes. The final vote we need is on the accounting software increasing from 450,000 to 750,000. May I have a motion?
I move we increase from 450,000 to 750,000.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All right, we're going to do all that in favor. DiNapoli?
DiNapoli, yes.
Stetson?
Stetson, yes.
Merlin?
Merlin, yes.
Nightingale?
Nightingale, yes.
And Blumwald, yes. I believe that takes care of those three agenda items. Wendy, I didn't see any notes on our site to review.
Oh, you know, I put them up later. So did you want to review them or do them at another meeting?
Let's push off the next meeting so everyone has a chance to really look at those. Is there any new business?
Motion to adjourn. Well, there's nothing on the agenda. So yeah. I'm used to saying if it's not on the agenda, you don't talk about it unless it's an emergency.
Well, I have a motion to adjourn. Do I have it a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor? I have to go through the thing. Sorry. DiNapoli?
DiNapoli, yes.
Stetson?
Yes.
Merlin?
Yes.
Nightingale?
Yes.
And Blumwald, yes. Thank you all and welcome to our new members and look forward to a complete meeting probably December, January?
Possibly December. Yeah. Okay. I'll be sending out the notice to the departments around like November 1st and the request will be in December. So it could be December or it could be January.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Wendy. Thank you, everyone.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Yep, bye.
Get it.